Political Predictions. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Former President Trump speaks at the Faith and Freedom Conference in Nashville, Tennessee, Friday afternoon, expressing confidence Republicans will take back the majority in Washington.
The greatest danger to America is the destruction of our nation from the people from within. And you know the people I'm talking about. That is why this November we're going to stand up to this left-wing fascism.
This as his former advisor, Peter Navarro, pleads not guilty on two counts related to the House panel investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. And several American veterans fighting alongside Ukrainians against Russia are missing and may have been captured.
Families of two of those three Americans are speaking out. They say they've been in the dark about their family members for about 1 week now. Of the three, Alex Drewke, 39 years old. He's from Alabama. He's a former service member, a one-time Army staff sergeant. And Andy Wynn, 27 years old, also from Alabama. He's a former corporal in the Marines. These are two of several thousand international fighters who've come here to Ukraine to fight. Already, local authorities in eastern Ukraine, run by Russia, have captured two Britons and a Moroccan man. All three have been sentenced to death.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. And President Biden says he's not going to Saudi Arabia next month to meet with the crown prince, believed to be behind the killing of a journalist.
President Biden says he is not traveling to Saudi Arabia next month for a meeting with Saudi Arabia. Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
Going to an international meeting, and he's going to be part of it, just like there were people part of the discussion today.
Saudi Arabia is hosting the Gulf Cooperation Council Summit. The president is attending. As a candidate, President Biden described the kingdom as a pariah after U.S. intelligence assessed the Crown Prince likely ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in 2018.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Well, angry coffee lovers were left waiting for their orders this week while Starbucks handled a technical glitch. Fox's Jenny Cosola has this story.
Starbucks says a glitch that left online orders unfilled has been resolved. Customers say the intermittent outages went on for days. The Wall Street Journal says some customers who placed orders online with Starbucks received confirmation that their local cafe received the request, but baristas didn't always immediately receive the orders. The coffee shop company says it was dealing with temporary outages in its mobile order and inventory systems in its app, as well as its payment systems because of issues with third-party vendor services. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Meanwhile, U.S. Airlines canceled more than 1,000 flights by mid-morning Friday as they try to recover from storms that hit the central and eastern parts of the country. That follows more than 1,700 canceled flights on Thursday. All this is happening while the number of passengers rises with the beginning of summer vacation season. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg met with airline CEOs to go over steps the airlines are taking to operate smoothly over the rest of the summer. Plus, Tommy Lee is busted up. Literally, about leaving Motley Crue's reunion tour.
Tommy Lee is exiting the first Motley Crue reunion show after playing five songs due to broken ribs. He posted the news on Instagram ahead of his first stadium show, but insisted on playing. He posted a video of himself telling the crowd about busting his ribs and that he's determined to play.
My boy's going to help me out here, and I'll see you guys later. On with the show.
Among the five songs played, according to Ultimate Classic Rock, Wild Side, Shout at the Devil, and Too Fast for Love, the stadium tour also features Joan Jett, Def Leppard, and Poison. It was originally set for 2020, but was delayed due to the coronavirus pandemic. Drummer Tommy Clefetis is subbing for Lee.
That's Fox's Michelle Polino reporting. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.